It's time for Celebrating Life's Journey with Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center in Windham, Jackson, and Lakefield. Each week, we'll talk with Joel Lacan and his staff about services they offer, memorials, and planning tools available to honor your loved ones. On today's program, we're talking with Joel Lacan, and last week we talked about pre-planning. And Joel, let's begin just reminding folks your thoughts about the process of pre-planning.
You know, I always say there's two parts of pre-planning. There's the information part, and there's the funding part. You can do both, or you can do one or the other, but together, that's always the best pre-plan. Just for sure, like Phil Anderson always used to say, no one knows your life like yourself. So if you can get everything written down about your life history and what you'd like to see in an obituary, that way it's crafted to the way you want it. So maybe it is very detailed, maybe it's very simple, but at least it's what you want and not someone else making those decisions for you.
Now, with that in mind, today we're going to spend a little time talking about the financial aspects of pre-planning.
So when we pre-fund, we do a lot of pre-funding within our pre-arranging, and we have a vehicle for pre-funding. The funds are irrevocably assigned, and a lot of people are familiar with that word irrevocable, but basically irrevocable means that, hey, those funds are to stay there until your death, and then the first thing that gets paid out of those funds are your funeral expenses. And if there's money left over, it would go back to your estate, or if you're in medical assistance, it goes back to the county. And that way you can have medical assistance for help for your medical bills while you're alive, and still have those funds sheltered because of the way they're set up.
It seems like people discuss the financial planning a lot more now than they used to.
Yeah, I think so many people have experienced it now, and they're like, they kind of spread the word that, hey, that's the way to plan ahead. You know, once you've experienced and had a great experience with like pre-planning, people spread the word, and they want to do that for their kids maybe now because their experience that their parents provided them with something they want to now pass down to the next generation.
So when you set up a plan, is it a monthly payment or is it a flat fee you pay?
Good question. It can be either or. However, it depends on the situation you're in. So if you're in a spend down situation, spend down basically is you're trying to get medical assistance because you're in a long-term care facility or you need the medical assistance of the county to help you with your medical bills. So you can have $3,000 you're allowed in your total assets. And so if someone has more than that, those funds can be used towards your funeral expenses to get you to that $3,000 mark that you need to be able to be on medical assistance or qualify for it. So with a spend down, you're going to want to pay for the what we call a single pay. You're going to want to pay that those expenses right away so you can have that those funds out of your account and be able to have medical assistance help you with your medical bills. However, if you're not in that situation and you want to pay for or fund your funeral over a period of 3, 5, or 10 years, there are different options that we look at too for those individuals to make it maybe more affordable for them over a longer period of time.
To learn more about today's topic, reach out to Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center at 507-831-1526, online at lacanfuneralhome.com, and on Facebook. Join us next week for Celebrating Life's Journey with the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center.